to one of the great boxers of all time. And we're happily and honored that he joins us on the Miami Media School guest line, especially on Fight Week. Miguel Cotto joins us. Miguel, thank you for being part of the show today. How are you, my friend?
I'm good. Thank you for having me here.
Oh, no problem. So, you know, your last Wednesday before you go into the ring, because you're retiring, you're facing Saddam Ali this Saturday night, Madison Square Garden. How has this week been for you, knowing that this is it? You're calling it a career.
This Saturday is going to be just like another Saturday, and in my career, I'm going to be at the ring facing Saddam Ali, and I'm just enjoying every moment until then.
Miguel, question for you: New York City, Madison Square Garden. For the last decade, this has kind of been your city, your town. How important was it for this fight to be in New York City, Madison Square Garden?
New York and Madison Square Garden has been the home of Miguel Cotto since 2004, 2003. And I think that we didn't find a better place to end my career than Madison Square Garden.
We're talking to Miguel Cotto, who takes on Saddam Ali this Saturday night, 10 Eastern on HBO, Madison Square Garden. When you look back at your career, Miguel, you know, you've had some of the great trainers that have been in your corner. Which one has had the biggest impact on you?
With no doubt, Mr. Freddie Roach has just been the best trainer I ever had in my career.
Why is that?
The chemistry, the connection that we have between us is been great. You know, since day one, we've been sharing what we thought about boxing. Our relationship goes on and off the gym. You know, we are friends more than that.
Now, Miguel, when you look at boxing as a whole right now, how do you see the sport of boxing?
You know, we're good, but we can get better. You know, and all we need is we are on our quest to finding our talent. You know,
Miguel, it's been for as great of a year it's been for Puerto Rico in sports, you know, Pudge Rodriguez goes into the Hall of Fame. Carlos Beltran wins a World Series with the Astros. We're celebrating your career. It's also been the lows with the hurricane. Tell me about how is Puerto Rico doing, and tell me about just everything that's gone on this year for the Isla.
You know, we're having our good moments, and then the bad moment comes with the Hurricane Maria. But we, as Puerto Ricans, we are a tough country, and we are going to get back. We are going to put ourselves in the map again and just taking Puerto Rico out of the disaster.
How is boxing in Puerto Rico? What's the state of boxing in that country?
Boxing has been a great sport in Puerto Rico since the 70s, I think so, but we are on our quest to try to find the new face for the Puerto Rican boxing.
Now, you fought some of the greats: Mayweather, Mayorga, Mosley, Canelo. What fight for you put you on the map where you said, "I have arrived. I am now among the elite"?
I think the Mosley fight was one of my biggest victories, and I think people see Miguel different after this fight.
After this fight, yeah. And finally, before we let you go, Miguel, I know you got to go. How important has been this family to you? Because I remember you saying, you know, you've spent most of your adult life in the ring and in gym, so it's good to get back to now being Miguel Cotto family man. How important is that for you?
Family has been the only reason that I've been here doing what I've been doing the best way possible. I'm the provider of my house. I want to provide the best way possible, and boxing was the tool that I used to do it. You know, family for me means the best thing in my life, and I'm here just for them, and I'm going to be after my retirement with them the most part of the time possible.
Awesome, man. Well, listen, you've given us many memories. We want to thank you all, and enjoy yourself. I know you got to do some work. You got to get in there and fight, but I hope you enjoy the experience and come out victorious. It's this Saturday, December the 2nd, 10 Eastern, on HBO, Madison Square Garden. Miguel Cotto, future Hall of Famer, taking on Saddam Ali. Thanks for taking the time with us, Miguel.
Thank you.